Well, good afternoon again. Welcome back to the Family Life Discipleship Seminar, Marriage Seminar, here from Lagos to
Recording
Ibadan.
Recording in progress.
Nigeria. This is July 23rd, and we've had a good time yesterday and this morning. We're going to continue talking about the wife's role in the marriage and being a companion and a helpmate. And as always, we're focusing on how central to marriage Jesus Christ is to our marriage, how central He is to our life as Christian disciples. So Ephesians 5, again, going back there, if you have that, look at the end of that passage. It talks about the husband and wife relationship, about being one, that this mystery is profound. Profound. It is hard to understand, but God has revealed things in His Word that we've talked about, aspects of the marriage covenant, the marriage relationship. And He says, I'm saying that this refers to Christ and the church. The church being the body of Christ. So how does that relate to this principle of the wife being the helpmate? We see that principle from the very beginning in Genesis 2:18, where God told Adam, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So God established this principle. He established the role of the helpmate coming alongside Adam, not from his head to rule over him, not from his feet to be stepped upon, but from his side. So, but there are specific roles in marriage that we are talking about. So let's look at Proverbs 5:18. Come on. The right verse. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. So that's something that's a positive statement about a wife and marriage. It's something that is to be a blessing to the husband, something he is to rejoice in. Another verse in Proverbs says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. So God established marriage as a good and positive thing. And mankind continues to corrupt the institutions of God. And there's an attack on marriage today, as there always has been, to distort, destroy, and confuse marriage the way God designed it. So let's look at another one. Flip over just a few pages to the right in Ecclesiastes 7. There's a similar passage. Chapter 9, verse 7. If you would. And then we'll go from there. It says, go and eat bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already approved of what you do. Let your garments be always white. Let not oil be lacking on your head, but enjoy life with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life that He has given you under the sun. Because that is your portion in life and your toil under the sun. So this, in many ways, life on earth is very temporary, as we know, and there's a lot of toil and trouble. So God has brought the wife into our lives, husbands, to make it better. And it is meant to be better for both the husband and the wife. But there's something special about the husband legitimately needing a helper to come in and give him a joy and rejoicing as he goes through this life of toil. Now, the relationship between Christ and the church is eternal. And the relationship between a man and a woman in marriage is meant to be permanent on earth. It doesn't carry over into heaven, but it is to be a lasting bond during the days of our life on earth. And I can't think, does anyone know Galatians 2:20 that they might quote? Otherwise, I'll say it. Anyone know that on the top of their head? It's Galatians 2:20. I am
crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah, thank you. All the way from the U.S. there. So there are many verses that talk about Christ is in us and we are in Christ. That's a very, as about as tight a relationship as you can have. You can't get a closer companion than Christ who is in us. He is in his church. We abide in him. He abides in us. The Spirit is in us. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. So this principle of companionship is very strong between Christ and his church, and is to be made stronger as we go through our marriage. It is that we are to become more and more close to our wives, wives to the husbands, as we become closer in Christ. And this companionship is meant to impact every area of our life. When we get married, many times all we want to do is spend time with each other, but eventually real life takes hold and we must go back to work and take care of family and do these things. But we have, as we talked about earlier, the home is a refuge, but we also have just a constant sense of companionship that we have at least one person we can always call on, that who we seek and desire to know better and better and to be closer and closer to. I have a very blessed marriage. Kathy and I often say, I pray that our children have as good a marriage as we have. That we started out as friends and our friendship and companionship has gotten stronger over the years. And so what a blessing it is when you maintain and grow that in our old age or older age, to still have someone we can call our best friend in many different ways. So we looked at a passage in John 15 where Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, but I've called you friends. For John 15:15, for everything that I learned from the Father, I have made known to you. So again, it's the principle of Jesus revealing everything he learned from the Father. He is communicating that. He's sharing that. He's the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, was my favorite as a young man in the military. I felt somewhat alone, and when I became a Christian, it was a very strong hymn in my life to think and sing about that song as I was just many miles away from my family and the people I grew up with. And to know that he was always there. And another song that comes to mind is He Walks With Me, He Talks With Me. That song, you know that song, in the garden. So that has been a constant comfort to me all of my Christian life, is that regardless of what else happens in life, good or bad, difficult or pleasant, Christ is, I can enjoy the good things with him, and even in the dark times, he is there. In Hebrews 13:5, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So this principle of companionship is nothing can break that. And that's the way the marriage relationship and companionship should be, something that grows deeper, more fond as the days go by. And because it's meant to be, anyway, a love that never fails. You go through marriage, you go through moves, you go through having children, growing through various stages, and then they leave, and what we call the emptiness stage comes, and many couples get divorced after their children leave because they find out that they neglected their own relationship in the marriage, and the only thing holding it together for those last 20 to 25 years were the children. And they say, well, we no longer have anything in common. We might as well get a divorce. Well, they neglected to cultivate and grow their marriage during those years, or they've just fallen prey to the temptation to give up. So we're not called to give up. We're called to, even in those times where we want to give up, and one party may think that they want to leave, we are to do everything we can to restore and revive that companionship. This helpmeet role helps to do that. In the last session, we talked some of the ways that Kathy was a help to me in helping me develop socially. I was not a very socially, you could say I was a product of my own family and culture. And she grew up about 1,000 miles from me, is still in the U.S., but she just had a different view on things, so she helped me. And becoming a helpmeet that helped me become a better disciple and a better in terms of ministry, which is part of the reason God brought her into my life, was to be a helper and a companion, an encourager, someone to make the gifts God's given me to develop them and make them stronger. And so whenever I would maybe have the normal doubts and fears of life, she would come alongside and say, you have this, remind me of my relationship with God and with her, and to be an encourager, to be my number one fan. Everyone in sports knows that how much sometimes an athlete will find an extra energy when the fans start cheering. So that's can be a very powerful, just to be there and to say, I'm with you. Just to say, though you may have lost friends at church or work, but to say, I will never leave you. So we say that often to one another. I love you. I love you to the end. So we see in the scriptures, Christ is not only our friend. He's not only dwelling in us. But there's this interesting concept in John 15 about abiding. He abides in us and we abide in him. And the result of that is fruitfulness. When I became a Christian, I thought all it was that I was getting to go to heaven. I had no idea, no concept that there was a relationship involved until it happened. And 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. To think that I was called not only to be saved, that would be great enough if God said, I am going to save you. When you die, you can come to heaven and live here. But it was a revolutionary concept for me to think No, besides that, he called me into a fellowship with the living God, my Savior, every moment of every day of my life, right here and now, during this life. And I think that's partly what Jesus meant when he said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, meaning the devil, but I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. It's an abundant life to know that I have an instant communication and companionship with the God who created all things. It's almost overwhelming when we sometimes think about it. And so the companionship between that the wife brings to the husband is something that I never want to take for granted, but I want to think, wow, why would this woman give up every other man in the world and want to be my helpmeet? She must be very special, and it makes me feel special. So those are some thoughts from these verses here. Some of the other ways that Kathy is a helpmeet, besides obviously that her commitment and her promise to always be there, is that I know she prays for me every single day. And I'm sure multiple times a day sometimes, like today, while I'm away, she's praying now. And it's not just general prayers, God bless Rich, but she is very specific in her prayers and very diligent to pray about. That's one reason earlier when she was asking about my work day, who I was with, what kind of projects I worked on, what customers were giving me problems or not, she wanted to pray specifically for those issues. And she helped me as being my intercessor, just in a similar way as the Holy Spirit promises to intercede for me. So it's a little bit of, meant to be a little bit of heaven on earth to have someone like that. She's also constantly serving me. Besides the fact that she, in her role, shops for our food, she cooks, she purchases most of the things in our home, she decorates the home, she makes it look nice, she cleans. As my part of trying to help her, I do the dishes after the meal is over and help with other chores around the house. It's not a one-way street there, but she feels like it's her responsibility. If I weren't helping her, she would do it anyway. Now I have more time to help her in those things. But she gladly took on that role in the early years with the family, especially raising the children. Obviously, she is uniquely equipped as a woman and a mother to help with babies and children, teaching. So she helped me in the whole bringing up of our family. We tell each other every day that we love each other. So verbal affirmation is important. It's not something we just say on our anniversary. So we try to enjoy that relationship year-round. She is always wanting to be with me. Even when she does some of her errands, now that I'm retired, she'll say, "Would you like to come along?" So she that developed over the years because I'd ask her out for lunch sometimes. We would have a weekly date night that we maintain throughout the children's years. And so still today, we enjoy being together, whether it's just to take a walk in the neighborhood or to drive somewhere or to go get something, or even in the ministering, whether it's the church or a Bible study. We do a lot of things together. And even though I have other male friends and they sometimes want to go do things, I would still rather be with Kathy, and she prefers to be with me. She has other outside activities, of course, and she has a life, but those are secondary. So we work at spending quality time together, but also quantity. It used to be a saying that, as long as you have quality time, it doesn't matter how much time. And, well, that's not totally true. Quantity of time indicates desire and constant companionship. We work together doing things out in the yard, or when we need to go visit each other's extended family, our parents, we do it together. I don't typically just send her off to her family for a weekend, and I don't go visit my family for a week at a time without her. Well, that's part of our larger extended family commitment. And that's really part of my ministry is to her, and she helps me by ministering to me as well as other people. And I believe that that's part of our accounting when we, when believers stand before God and He says, I gave you so many talents, or minas, the parable of the minas, and what did you do with them? Well, you gave me a wife, and I kept her, but I didn't really utilize her or let her help me. Because sometimes I can be my worst enemy by not allowing her to help me. I cannot ask for her input. I can not seek her counsel or her help in doing something. And when she has valuable things to say and think. When I served on the elder board at my church, I would share things that I was allowed to share with her sometimes to pray about. And she would have some very good insight into certain aspects from one from a perspective of a woman or from a member of the congregation that was very helpful that sometimes I was blind to. So we volunteer in places together. We both volunteered at a crisis pregnancy center once a week for several years. That gave us another common bond and something to talk about with each other. That was after my retirement, and we've served in Sunday school classes and young married classes. She's a helper by being a host in the home. So when we would have couples over, or even if I just had a few men over for a Bible study, she was always willing and seemed to know how to make the event a nicer, much nicer event because of her hospitality gifts, things that I could not do. So she was a help in that way over and over and over. Something that Kathy would also probably say is that she helped teach me how to dress for success. I know some of you men, I don't know if you have this, but I was single for 30 years, and when we got married, she said, how old are those clothes? Or how old are those shoes? I said, well, these shoes are about my dress shoes. I had one pair of Sunday shoes. They were about 10 years old. I thought they looked just fine, but she says, well, they've been out of style for at least 5 years, and you need some new shoes. And you can't go to work in those clothes. I mean, not with this job. And I mean, she had she didn't say it quite that way, but she nicely helped me to... So every time I get a compliment, somebody says, that's a nice shirt or something, or it's because, well, Kathy picked that out, and she knew how to match colors and style and keep me from looking like an engineer. She went to a Christmas party once at work. My job had a Christmas party. So we went to this, my boss's home. So there's maybe 7 engineers besides myself. And we're all just sitting on the couch, sitting still, not talking. And she noticed how they were all dressed. And I was at least trying to talk because she had begun working on me. But she said, they're all dressed like engineer. You can spot them from 100 feet away. That's an engineer because the... So she said, I don't want you to look like that. So she... Anyway, she... It really did help my image in the company. Actually, I had a... wherever I went, people... At least they couldn't stereotype me as easily as some. So, and it wasn't the amount of money spent on the clothes. It was just the way she picked them and matched them. Because I, even on trips like this, I have to go through a training session on shirts and ties and coats and what matches what. So if I forget and come out wearing something that looks a little strange, that's me. That's my fault. Kathy packed it right. I just didn't do it right. So anyway... she helps me in anyway a thousand ways. She helps, of course, gives me her energy, and so it's been a great... I hope that gives you some practical ideas on what it means to be a companion, a helpmeet, just as Christ, his job with the church is to help the church. He does things like he gives us every spiritual blessing in Christ to help us be equipped. He gave us spiritual gifts. He gave gifted people to help us develop those gifts. So it's all about helping someone become better than they were or than they are. So that could be spiritually, socially, intellectually, emotionally, romantically. Obviously, she helped me in that area of, too, in terms of knowing how to meet those unique needs. But that all fits in with just all the legitimate needs that God created, and said, yes, I can look back and say, God said, Rich, it's not good for you to be alone. I'm going to bring Kathy along to be a helpmeet for you. And she's fulfilled that, and she will have reward in heaven, I believe, when the time comes for her to that point. Things that no one else would ever see, there will never be a book written about her on that, but God sees all those little things in ways that we serve one another in secret. That I'm going to close here. Let's see, we're going to transition to another, again, similar topic. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the companionship of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and how you have design marriage to be a reflection of that strong and powerful relationship. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.